providing you with health information and guests to elevate your health and life and help make your life better in 30 minutes or less. This is the Frontline Health Podcast. Welcome to this edition of Frontline Health by CenturionLabs.com. Today, we're going to be looking at one of the most undervalued nutrients known today, selenium. Selenium is absolutely essential to our health and vitality, and today we'll take just a few minutes to learn a little more about this powerful mineral. So what is selenium? Selenium is a mineral that was discovered in the 1800s by a Swedish chemist and was at that time thought to be poisonous and toxic. It's actually found to a varying extent in soil around the world. Some areas have more selenium, while others have less. And it enters the human diet through plants such as whole grains and through eating meat of animals that grazed on vegetation containing selenium. However, in recent years, this has been a cause of concern because there have been some who've begun sounding the alarm that selenium levels in the soil are being depleted and we're no longer getting the necessary amounts through our foods. And as I just mentioned, it was early thought that selenium was poisonous and toxic, but those thoughts actually began changing in the 1950s when scientists learned that selenium has powerful antioxidant properties. And since that time, we've discovered that selenium seems to be so powerful in its antioxidant effect because it helps with the production of glutathione, which is one of the strongest known antioxidants. In addition, studies have begun to show us that low selenium status has been associated with increased risk of mortality, poor immune function, and cognitive decline, while higher selenium status or selenium supplementation seems to be associated with increased antiviral effects, successful male and female reproduction, and reduced risk of autoimmune thyroid disease. But I want to take the next few minutes to discuss five specific areas where selenium seems to impact our health the most. First, selenium has been shown in some studies to help improve clinical scores and a patient's sense of well-being in those who suffer from certain thyroid disorders, such as Hashimoto's or Graves' disease. So if you have Hashimoto's or Graves' disease, it may be a supplement that you want to begin taking a look at and seeing if it might be of benefit to you. Second, selenium has been shown to reduce complications that have been associated with several different diseases, such as type 2 diabetes, peripheral neuropathy, and cataracts. Third, selenium also seems to have a cancer preventative property, as it was reported in the Journal of American Medical Association. Researchers in certain studies found that patients who took daily doses of selenium, about 200 micrograms, had a 63% fewer cases, or they had 63% fewer cases, of prostate cancer. There were 58% fewer cases of colon or rectal cancers, and 45% fewer lung cancers than those who did not receive selenium during the studies. The fourth piece is selenium seems to show a strong protective action against the poisonous effects of many heavy metals and some toxic compounds, as well as fungal toxins. Two in particular, arsenic and mercury, seem to be the most powerful against that selenium is able to stand up against. So how much selenium should you take each day? If you do your research, you can certainly find a lot of different suggestions on how much selenium you should take. But for the most part, it seems to be suggested to take in between 55 and 75 micrograms per day, depending on which country you actually look at. In the U.S., the NIH actually recommends 55 micrograms for any person 14 years old and older. If you're pregnant or breastfeeding, the NIH recommends taking 60 to 70 micrograms per day. And while selenium can certainly be an incredible supplement with some amazing results, it is not one of those nutrients that you can say, if a little is good, then more must be better. A patient should use a lot of caution and not take too much selenium because it can cause a condition called selenosis, which is caused when you take high levels of selenium over a long period of time or more than 400 micrograms per day. Although there's no evidence of toxicity, in 12 different supplementation studies where they took up to 800 micrograms for a period of a few years, what was found most commonly was the intake levels greater than 2,000 micrograms per day were predictive of serious damage, while intakes below 1,000 micrograms weren't associated with damage at all. So the good thing is that even at 200 micrograms per day, which is where most of those studies regarding cancer had positive results, you were well below that threshold of where most issues occur. However, just in case, you may need to be aware of some of those symptoms of selenosis, which include a garlic odor on the breath, gastrointestinal disorders, hair loss, your nails beginning to slough off, fatigue, irritability, and neurological damage. And in extreme cases, it's actually led to liver disease or end-stage liver disease or cirrhosis, pulmonary edema, and even death. So hopefully I haven't scared you to death and frightened you away from taking selenium because it can have some incredible benefits for your health. But as we've just talked about, or you just heard, selenium can also be absolutely devastating to your health if you take too much of it. So again, selenium is not one of those nutrients where if a little's good, more is even better. Now that we've discussed the amount of selenium you need to take each day, what about the different forms that are out on the market? Currently, there are two major forms that you typically see in supplements. You've got selenium methionine as well as selenium yeast. They've actually done several head-to-head studies amongst these two forms to see which one reduced oxidative stress in the patients who took them. What they found was that selenium yeast tends to perform better at reducing oxidative stress than selenium methionine. Now, both of them reduced oxidative stress, but selenium yeast was a little bit better. So what does that mean? It probably means that you need to go take a look at the selenium form you're taking and begin taking selenium yeast if at all possible. So what have we learned today? Well, today we've learned that selenium is truly an essential mineral that we need in our diets. It's also a mineral that's beginning to be depleted in our soil levels and actually is cause for us to need more supplementation. And fortunately, there are plenty of supplements out there for us to go boost our selenium levels. So as you begin to go take those proactive steps to take ownership of your health, selenium may actually be just what your body needs in order to get you on the path of good health. I hope you've learned something new today about selenium on this episode of Frontline Health by CenturionLabs.com. Thanks for joining us, and we look forward to getting together again soon. Thanks for joining us for this edition of the Frontline Health Podcast by Centurion, where our desire is to elevate your health and life. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review and be sure to pass it along to someone else who would benefit from this podcast. We would love to hear any feedback or questions you may have by emailing us at admin@centurionlabs.com. Until next time, remember, you are your best health advocate. So go take ownership of your health today.